KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and again late this afternoon, a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The National Weather Service is strong to potentially severe storms are forecast this afternoon and tonight over central and southern Iowa. The main threats will be large hail and damaging wind. In addition to the severe storms potential, heavy rain is likely to accompany these storms this afternoon and tonight. Generally, a half to an inch of rain is expected, with fewer higher isolated amounts possible by later tonight. Lingering storms are anticipated Tuesday morning. Otherwise, a much welcome dry period is expected Tuesday night through the end of the work week. There is a low chance for storms Thursday afternoon in western Iowa as well. The storms are expected to fire up around 2 p.m. today and last through midnight. A marginal risk of severe storms is possible in an area that stretches from about Sydney to Council Bluffs and then over to Atlantic, northeast to Ames and Waterloo. A slight risks exist for south and east of that line, with mainly thunder over the remainder of western, northwest, north central, and northeast Iowa. The Adams County Sheriff's Office has a reported incident of domestic abuse on Sunday resulted in the arrest of a Union County woman. Joanne Farlow of Creston was arrested at around 9 p.m. for domestic abuse assault. No other information was provided. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 22-year-old Anel Gonzalez Padillo of Carter Lake was arrested Sunday evening. Gonzalez Padillo was taken into custody on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge on the 200 block of O Avenue in Montgomery County. She was cited into court and released at the scene. And Red Oak police report 42-year-old Misty Shalom Curran of Red Oak was arrested just before noon on Sunday on a charge of serious domestic assault. Curran was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond until making an appearance before the magistrate. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that at around 1:45 a.m. today, deputies were called to the Motel 6 near Percival for a female running around naked and out of control. Upon arrival, they located 58-year-old Robin Gates of Durham, North Carolina. Gates was running around nude in the recreation room inside Motel 6. She was taken into custody and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where she was charged with disorderly conduct. Her bond was set at $300. Well, it was an emotional weekend for members of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Jeff Danker, some of the families, and the family of slain Deputy Mark Burbridge attended the National Peace Officer Memorial Ceremony in Washington, D.C. Danker had attended the state ceremony prior to heading to the national capitol.
It's tough. I mean, everybody, you know, you got to continue with life, but it's tough to have this, all the feelings and all the emotions coming back again, but it's really great that the state, you know, recognizes our fallen law enforcement officers.
Another Pottawatomie County deputy who was killed in the line of duty in 1947 was also honored at the state ceremony. Robert McKinley's name will be on the state memorial along with Burbridge.
It's great that they're able to recognize these officers that may not have been recognized at the time, but they're able to recognize them now, and family members can come and, you know, and be able the state can show the appreciation for the job that they do.
It's been a little more than a year since Burbridge died, and Danker says the department is doing well for the most part.
There's times when it's you seem like you're doing pretty good, and then, you know, the emotions will come back, certain things will trigger different memories of Mark and, you know, different things like that.
The man who killed Burbridge was able to use a handcuff key he got from another inmate to free himself. The Pottawatomie County Jail now has a new system designed to find contraband.
So far, it's been working well. I mean, we have not located any specific things yet. Again, we just got that put into effect, but I think that's a really good tool to be able to try to keep the contraband out of our jail facility.
Danker believes the system will help them with the tough job.
It should be able to scan the prisoner coming in, and hopefully we'll be able to tell if there's anything that is been hidden on the body that the officers weren't able to find as when they brought him into the facility.
And he says they are pioneers among the counties in using the system.
We're the first sheriff's office to get that, and we're very pleased that the Board of Supervisors will be able to provide the funding for this to be able to do that, because it really gives us another tool to fight this contraband being brought into our facility.
Dankert was presented a flag at the state ceremony in honor of Burbridge. And most Iowans can expect to see savings from $2.8 billion in income tax cuts awaiting Governor Kim Reynolds' signature. The tax cuts will funnel money to the highest earning Iowans and give a boost to businesses. But 93% of middle class families will see some savings as well. A typical family of four would save about $7 per paycheck. Middle class families in Iowa can expect to see cuts of between $86 and $257 next year. About 40% of the tax cuts will benefit the top 4% of Iowa taxpayers. The bottom half of Iowans will receive about 7% of the overall savings. Most of the savings will appear in Iowa's paychecks because of lower rates for withholding. More is expected to be paid in refunds as well. In our funeral announcements, Ruth Harrison, age 93, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Ruth Harrison will be today at 11 o'clock in the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Beverly Beckendorf, age 81, of Walnut, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Bev Beckendorf will be today at 11:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Gaylord Ivan Johnson, age 69, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gaylord Johnson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Doris Newell, age 91, of Urbandale and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday in Urbandale. Funeral services for Doris Newell will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Lucille Draymond, age 99, of Orient, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Lucille Draymond will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Janice Thompson, age 78, of Bridgewater, died Sunday in Creston. Funeral services for Janice Thompson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Richard Dick Jenkins, age 86, of Greenfield, died Thursday in Nevada. Funeral services for Dick Jenkins are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Dean Dixon, age 67, of Anita, died Saturday at his home. Services for Dean Dixon are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.